It's 7:32 in the morning, 194 Playhouse. Next chance getting your bills paid at 8:10 this morning, but we'll also do it at 12:10 and 4:10 today as well. You do sign up if you still need to, 194.com. You hear your name, you call us back, boom, instant money in your hand every time we play Pay Your Bills. Just got to call us when we say your name. That's all we ask of you as we enter a round of Narc on Your Neighbor. Now, the idea is you probably have at some point, or you have one now, had a neighbor that kind of stinks in some way. Either they are weird or awkward or annoying. In Narc on Your Neighbor, you just kind of just complain, vent about that weird or annoying neighbor you have. At 237, it's text 35270. And if you're somebody like ABK, every neighbor you've ever had you want to narc on because they all suck.
Everyone annoys me.
At least your perception is they all stink.
It's not my perception. It is real. Even when I had to call the cops on my one neighbor, the cops even agreed it was a good thing I called them. They even had an issue with my neighbor. I am not some Karen who's turning a mountain into a molehill or a molehill into a mountain or whatever it is. I have valid points.
I do like that no less than 3 minutes ago, you just called somebody a negative Nancy, but do tell me about one of your crummy neighbors.
You even said it. You said, does your neighbor stink?
Yeah, it's the whole point of
no,
it.
No. Do they stink? Yes, there is a smell.
Oh, they literally are
smelly.
Okay.
So it's not my exact neighbor. It's someone on my floor. When you get off the elevator, the smell hits you like a brick wall. Steven said, does something smell weird up here? And I said, yeah, I think I even smelled it the other night. But once we get further down the hall, the smell goes away. I told him, I said, someone down there must have like rotten food. I'm going to get sick.
Are you going to puke thinking about the smell?
It smells so bad. It's so bad that it's coming out of their apartment into the hallway. And it smells terrible.
Now, do you think this is just cooking or it's just like garbage smell? Like rotten garbage.
It smells like rot. It doesn't smell like cooking because I know you know that smell. Like something might smell a little weird, but you're like, someone's cooking something. That's not what it is. It's like rotten garbage smell. It smells like they have had...
You like good?
Old chicken. And then they put it in the garbage and they put the bag next to the door and they're just letting it
waft.
Yeah, seep out into the open. But once you get past a couple doors down, then the smell goes away.
So, not to be like disturbing or anything, is this like a long time that's been going on or could you be like smelling a decomposing body?
Don't you remember when I did think my neighbor was dead?
I do.
Well, they put a bunch of notes on that person's door and they weren't getting it. So it could be that same person. Maybe they did.
Maybe this is another time. ABK's got to go vigilante. Make a phone call.
People are saying that maybe I do call the cops. It could be a dead body. Have you checked on them? Someone did say, I lived in an apartment once where the guy died. He was cool. Oh, man.
Wait, the guy was cool?
I think that's what, or maybe it was someone else. I don't know. I just saw he was cool. I don't know if the dead guy was cool or
that's
if that's
a
for a different text message. That might be a different number. Oh, man.
I just really liked the guy. He was cool.
Listen, if it still smells today, I will send an email to the landlord.
Hey, I'm not sure if it's chicken or if somebody's dead.
Do I say that or do I just say there is a weird smell from one of the apartments by the elevator?
Listen, we've been getting really good at these follow-up stories. Why do I feel like this is going to be a follow-up story now if Amy discovered a body?
Listen, I hope they're not sending me into the apartment to discover what's in there.
Here's the master key. Have at it.
Can't my landlord go do that?
Yeah, you know, it's... Times are tough, man. Not everywhere is staffed the way it needs to be. It's just how it is. You got a narc on your neighbor for us?
Well, believe it or not, my ex is actually moving back into the neighborhood, and he's moving in with one of my neighbors.
So how long ago did your guys' relationship end?
About a year ago.
And he's shacking up with one of the neighbors now, huh?
Yeah. And he's moving in with my neighbor. They're together now.
That's highly awkward.
Yeah, and now I'm suspicious. Like, it's super sketchy. I'm starting to think, like, do they have something going on? It seems like this is really fast to be moving in with someone if you weren't already, you know, I'm thinking he was hooking up with her when we were together.
Would you ever, like, ask her? No way.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm so mad about it all. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Okay, yeah, that is kind of, that's super awkward. You'll always wonder, like, okay, what was happening when we lived together in this house?
But do you want to know?
I don't know what good it really does you
yeah.
to really know, but I think most people would be like, I have to know. does me nothing, but I have to know.
Because I don't know if I would want to know. Because then once you know, they're still living right there. And now you're going to see these people every day. See your ex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks
for
cheating on me.
Looking forward to that neighborhood block party this summer. Now, in between all the people hoping to get details on the body you've probably found, there are some pretty good narc on neighbor texts.
Someone said, my neighbor has four kids, herself and a boyfriend living next door to us in a two-bedroom apartment. Is it loud? Are they waking you up? Someone else said, my neighbor smokes cigarettes in their garage and it seeps into our house and my bathroom smells like cigarettes. We have two young children and an older kid with us.
What is that thing about your neighbor that is narc worthy? Want to narc on your neighbor?
So my next door neighbor, the guy, single guy, and just recently he came over to tell me that he has a crush on me.
All right. Well, if you're interested, that's great. If you're not, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, and now it's just really super weird. Like, when I see him, like, I feel like he's always watching me. Like, I feel like his eyes, like, there's daggers, like, coming at me. It's just so, it's so creepy. It's so weird. I just...
What would help is if he thought you were seeing somebody, I feel like. I mean, it's sad that you would have to lie to somebody, but that would help.
Yeah, like, I feel like maybe I do just have to maybe, like, find one of my guy friends to just kind of come over and just seem like a boyfriend, you know, to get him off my trail, so he's not sniffing around anymore.
Might help. Narc on your neighbor. They're weird. They're creepy. They're annoying in some way. Just let it out at 237. It's text 35270. Dua Lipa. It's training season in the Playhouse. Y94 with more music all day. Y94 Playhouse in the morning in the middle of Narc on your neighbor. What you got?
Goodness. I love my neighbor. His name is Rick. I love him a lot. But he's a total mercenary, and he's just a little town hero. And the last couple of weeks, we've been having some issues with people breaking into cars. So he decided to leave his car unlocked and put rat traps all over his car. So last night, I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning, and I hear these screaming and snapping, and a bunch of teenagers are running from his car, like, bent over with all these rat traps on them.
I mean, so he'd caught them, though.
It was ridiculous. It was kind of funny, actually.
I mean, that's actually kind of amazing. I'm really proud of this guy. Good job.
I can't believe he caught them.
He literally caught the rats.
But, like, who comes up with that idea? I have a really good idea. I'm going to figure out who's breaking into these cars. I'll leave mine unlocked.
Cash all over.
Rat traps.
You live next to Batman. It's awesome.
Yeah, neighborhood vigilante Rick.
No, I love it. That's fantastic. We've seen some narc on your neighbor texts.
And someone said, I have new neighbors that park three cars in front of my house, and it's just annoying. I miss my old neighbors so bad. We never talked, but he was cool. So that's the text about the cool person, not the person who had the dead neighbor.
That makes much more sense. Yeah.
Someone said, my aunt and uncle are my neighbors, and they tend to be pretty good neighbors, but they'll comment about my weight. Sometimes good comments, but most of the time being bad comments.
That's really rude.
I would never want to walk out of my house.
Nope, absolutely never.
And then you get to see them at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Pass.
The overeating holidays that we all celebrate. Narc on your neighbor. Hi.
All right. My husband and I, we're convinced that our neighbor is running a brothel.
What would make you so sure of such a thing?
Okay, like at first I thought we were, you know, just being silly, just being crazy, but there are cars there every single weekend. There's always, you know, cars in and out. There are scantily clad women, like, you know, men dressed up. Like, there's got to be something going on in there.
Maybe they just have a lot of friends. Maybe they're having, like, parties.
Yeah, maybe if everybody wasn't dressed the way they were. These women look like they are ready to, like, do whatever.
Maybe you just got to go over there and be like, hey, guys, what you doing?
Yeah, my husband keeps volunteering. And I'm like, no, maybe we should get somebody else.
You know what? So Joel D's on vacation for a couple days. We could send Joel D and young Jordan. That seems like some investigative work we could talk them into.
Can we put, like, little cameras on them so we can still see? I want to see what's going on. I want to be involved, but I don't want to be the one that has to go there.
You get, like, a GoPro on Joel D. Sounds like you live next to a house that has, like, swingers parties.
I just think, why can't it be people partying and having fun?
a nice fancy party.
Yeah.
I guess so. You got a narc on your neighbor, 237. It's text 35270. I think there's plenty of people that are nervous about the neighbors hearing them because you get a lot of texts on this one.
Someone said, my neighbor doesn't fix their fence and their dog breaks out, runs all over our lawn and the streets. It irritates me and all the other neighbors. Someone else said, one of the neighbors has a very large truck with a remote start, and he will start it at least 25 minutes before leaving for work every day, not just in the winter, every day. And he lets it idle in his driveway with this deep rumble. No one can ever sleep once he gets it started. And someone else said, my neighbor's kids are always screaming and crying, always crying. I can hear them through the walls. It's annoying, but it also makes me sad hearing the kids crying and no adult doing anything about it.
That neighbor you have or have had that is just kind of, they're frustrating. They're annoying. There's just something wine worthy. Narc on your neighbor. Grab a few more of these at 237 hits. Text 35270. 746 as we play Miley Cyrus. Used to be young in the Playhouse. 194 with more music all day. Good morning. Happy Thursday, Playhouse. 194. 810 this morning. Your next name at 194 pays your bills. Currently in the middle of a round of Narc on your neighbor. Just that weird, annoying, just crummy neighbor that you had. What was it?
Okay, so from time to time, I get some mail from my neighbor, and whatever, normally I give it back. And one time I got a package, and I didn't realize it was for them, and I opened it, and let's just say my neighbors are kinky. There was an adult toy in the package.
That's an odd thing to know about your neighbor, huh?
Really awkward when I tried to give it back to them because they could tell I had opened it.
That, you know, that'll hang out there for a little while.
Why?
The feeling, not the toy.
Why open it?
Have you ever just had something show up at your front door and you're like, oh, sweet, I have a package. And then you don't really look at it, you just rip open the box?
No, I live in an apartment, so I have to look at every package to make sure it's mine.
But if it ends up on, like, your porch of a house, you just assume it's you. It's just, you know, every Amazon box looks the same, you rip it open.
No way, you don't pick up a package and be like, oh, I wonder what I ordered. And then look and say, okay, it doesn't say zero.
I would just be like, sweet.
Got a new birthday gift.
Can't believe my wife ordered me this.
You gotta look and make sure.
Aren't you seeing some narc on your neighbors?
Yeah, someone said, my neighbor doesn't clean up after their five dogs poops up and down the block. I'm close to picking it up and throwing it in their yard. I say go for it. They're wondering if they would be a jerk if they did it. Nope.
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
Someone said, my neighbor's kid just started playing flute and I hear him practice and he's terrible.
You know what, though? Nobody starts out good at flute. You got to start somewhere.
But the worst part is he's bad, so practice makes perfect. He's going to just have to keep playing. You're going to have to keep listening to that.
If it ever gets amazing, though, you're going to be so blessed to live next to a near professional, I want to say flautist, but I'm not confident in that.
I don't know what it is. Flutist? Flautist?
Flautist sounds less awkward than flutist.
Yeah, but at least you would say, I remember when you first started playing.
I had some pretty good air fluting you got going on there. I love your fluting. Yeah, I think it's flautist.
And then we got another one about dogs. She routinely lets her dog go to the bathroom right outside of the building on the sidewalk instead of in the grass area. Our apartment building keeps sending out emails about dogs needing to go in the grass and making sure you're cleaning up after your dogs. But nothing ever happens, and she just keeps letting her dog go on the sidewalk.
Gross. Narc on your neighbor.
Okay, I've got a good one. So, the other day, my girlfriend and I were hanging out, and she's on Tinder. Like, she just, you know, separated. And so, we're looking through the guys, and I'm kind of helping her out and picking out the cute ones with her. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to another guy. I'm like, oh, I swear I recognize him. And I finally put it together that it's my neighbor.
Oh, so she could end up dating your neighbor or something?
No. It gets worse. He's married, and he has kids.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm like, well, what do we do at this point? Like, should I say something to the wife? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do with this information.
Well, and it's rough, too, because you could either be a hero in the story where you're letting her know, like, hey, this guy's trying to cheat on you, or you find out more about your neighbors than you want to know, because she's like, oh, yeah, we're in an open marriage. Have you ever met my husband? He says you're pretty. Like...
Right. Yeah, I think you stay out of that one.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're very close either because you're just like, this guy looks kind of familiar. Like, it's not like he's a good friend, yeah. Right?
Maybe you
tell
your friend who saw him on there and say, that's my neighbor who's married, but that's about it.
Maybe she could send a message and be like, oh, hey, I think you're actually married to my friend's neighbor.
Yeah.
You are my friend's neighbor. You're, you and your wife live.
I think I've seen your wife when I've gone to my friend's house.
And then he might volunteer. Oh, yeah, we're in a...
Maybe.
Open blah, blah, blah. Narc on your neighbor.
So my narc is, you know those Ring doorbell cams that you put on your front door and they have audio and they also have video as well?
Yeah.
So I got one, but I love it so much that I actually put one out by my mailbox, which is right on the sidewalk, like right on the street. So now I can see anybody going by. And occasionally, I will kind of listen in to see what's going on. And I am pretty sure, through my snooping, that two of my neighbors are having an affair.
So you heard some things that made you go like, eh?
Yeah, they alert you like when someone's there so I can listen in. And I think like one of them is walking his dog. And the other one, they kind of meet up and I hear them talking. And they're both married.
Oh, and it's pretty incriminating and you have this now?
Yeah, I got it on video.
Well, I mean, I guess... Go ahead and say, here you go. That'd be one would be hard not to out, maybe.
Do you not want to put a Ring camera on your mailbox now?
I absolutely do.
Get all the neighborhood drama. What's going on?
I mean, at this rate, I'm surprised that you don't already have Ring doorbells all over your apartment.
What? I don't think I'm going to get any good, juicy drama there.
Never know. Never know. You got you one of these narc on your neighbors.
Well, it's a pretty hilarious situation, actually. We had a babysitter and our neighbor stole her from us.
Okay.
Totally like stole her. And we had a huge falling out about it. I mean, it was really, really, really terrible. But here's the funny part. It turns out that, she has been stealing from us regularly and we didn't know it until just recently. And I'm not going to tell our neighbor. I think they'll just have to find out on their own.
There's maybe some karma in there, I guess, if they actively stole your babysitter.
Karma, right? It's karma. So that is my neighbor situation.
Coming up next.
Oh, listen, we're getting just flooded with these. So let's do like one more stretch of narc on your neighbors. You got that crazy, annoying, frustrating neighbor. Narc on them. 237, it's text 35270, headlines 194KS, and pay your bills on the way. That's at 8:10 this morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
In the middle of narc on your neighbor and the 194 Morning Playhouse with pay your bills in about 10 minutes. Now, the idea of narc on your neighbor is you've had or you have that crazy, annoying, frustrating neighbor that just needs to be talked about. And that is a surge you got in the text club of annoying neighbors.
Yeah, someone said we have a neighbor that lets our dog go to the bathroom on our boulevard. And we've gotten very vocal about how if we wanted a dog to do that in our yard, we would have our own.
Fair.
Then my husband put his BB gun in the backyard, using it on our raised garden as backing. And we haven't had a problem since. Did you shoot the dog?
No, I think it's one of those like, it's just insinuating that's why it's there. They wouldn't do that, I like to think.
Okay, I hope. I was like, it's not the dog's fault. It's the human's fault for not training the dog or getting a fence or something. Someone said, my neighbor digs in his garden at all hours of the night with no lights on. He's just a weird guy. I had a neighbor like that growing up. My sister and I called him Disturbia.
I mean, you would think there's bodies getting buried.
He did, and he always had a blue tarp. We asked my mom about it. We said, Mom, Frank's outside again at night. He would always be in the back shoveling. And she said, Frank just has weird work hours and like try to make us feel better. It doesn't matter if he has weird work hours. What is he doing with the blue tarp in his backyard every night?
Maybe living next to Dexter or maybe John Wick.
That's why we called him Disturbia. Someone said, I'm the annoying neighbor. I cook stinky fish, listen to music really loud. I'm pretty sure my neighbors can't stand me, but I do try to shut up after 10 p.m. I'm sorry.
Narc on your neighbor.
So my next door neighbors let their 40-year-old son live with them. He's 40 years old. He doesn't do anything. He's in sweats all day long. He's sitting on the front porch. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's been collecting unemployment forever. And I mean, they got to kick him out of that house.
So it doesn't really affect you other than you're just like, that's kind of weird. Narc on your neighbor.
Well, my neighbor just won a settlement for workers' comp. So he basically, I mean, it's very obvious that he take the injury because now he won and he works out and he's working out all the time. He's around on his motorcycle, like living the dream.
Well, hey, you know what? Like you said, he's living the dream, cashed in.
How do we also know he didn't use that money and he went to physical therapy and
accurate.
He got better? You can't just judge this person.
And narc on your neighbor.
Hi there.
Hi.
So we have some neighbors who have a teenage son
and I have seen this teenage son on multiple occasions. I know for a fact that he hides his weed in the door handle of his car that he drives, and he parks it in his parents' driveway, and his parents have no idea.
Well,
how did you catch this?
She's observant.
I guess the people did say no, they didn't shoot the dog. It was the owners that needed to learn it was not okay. So I'm feeling better about that.
They're just sending the message, just so you know, we have this.
Yeah, make sure it doesn't happen again. This one's weird. Someone said, our neighbor's strange, and sometimes when I cut my yard, the neighbor comes out and does the same thing, and he has this strange timing to when we're mowing the edges of our yards, it's at the same time, and he'll walk alongside of me or in passing and smiles. I do not like it.
Why is that so awkward?
Why? No, how uncomfortable would you be? Come on.
Just parallel mowing together.
If it happened once, you'd be like, wow, what a strange coincidence, and like kind of laugh it off. But every time you're going out there to mow, then he's doing it.
That would be a good spectator sport. Like, what does it say about me that I'd be more likely to watch synchronized mowing than synchronized swimming? Sounds kind of good, being honest. Headlines 194cast, pay your bills in minutes.
Woke up this morning. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.